We're back for another episode of Bachelor Chat with Beauty and the Beast, and thank God it's only once a week now, moving forward.
Yeah, because that was a lot of information every week to, like, digest. Almost too much.
Too much information. So hopefully we're moving on, so these will be a lot quicker episodes, but I can't, the two nights a week were killing me.
Yeah, it was a lot. That's like 4 hours of commitment, like, total, and then coming and doing the podcast is like 5 hours. That's a lot. That's a lot of TV too. I honestly don't really sit and watch TV for that long of periods other than like literally once a week for like Bachelor.
Yep. So let's get into it.
Okay, so we start the episode.
And it basically starts off with the cast being like, when they kick off Chris and Elena,
they just
and then
kicked
being
off
like,
Chris and Elena.
Why isn't anyone going after Brendan and Piper? That's messed up. Like, no.
So I had read something online that said the reason they went after Chris and Elena so hard because it was in front of everybody. It was so obvious, and Jessenia was very vocal about how hurt she was. They said online that, oh my gosh, this TV thing that's happening right now. They said online that apparently with Brendan and Piper, Natasha wasn't as vocal. I think she was a little more quiet with her hurt. Like, people obviously just kind of think it fell apart.
You can listen to those people wrong. I'll tell you what happened, and I don't know for a fact, but I'll tell you what happened.
Tell me.
Is the guys are friends with Brendan.
This is, okay,
that's exactly
true.
What it is. No one knew Chris. No one knew Elena.
One liked him.
Some of the girls knew Piper because they're on the show. The guys knew Brendan, and they are friends with him.
They were more comfortable calling out people they didn't know than versus people
and
they
just,
do know.
Yep. It's easier for when no one knows who they are to be like, F you. This
F you. You can say F the F word.
So my favorite part of the episode was when they get kicked out, Titus comes down, and he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's so
funny.
He comes down, and he'll be like, so make sure you're here for the right reasons, and you guys didn't stage this, and don't come here with a relationship. Yeah. And I think it like fuels some people.
Father Joe, for example.
Yep, Joe and Riley. I think Joe and Riley are kind of like the, hey, they came here to find someone. They have. They're
they were
enjoying
the heroes
their time
that we didn't know we needed.
Yeah, and so they are
they
talking.
Literally. I love that they just point out there's literally one rule of paradise in this entire franchise: be single. Like, that's it.
Yep.
Don't come here in a relationship or pre-staged or with, you know, certain expectations of like, you know, yeah. Anyways, the group starts collectively having a conversation.
And by the group, it's literally, and honestly, it's literally everyone that wasn't on their shows.
Yeah.
Wasn't on Brendan or Piper. So it's Joe and Riley, basically. Mm-hmm. And none of like the new guys, because they weren't like James, Thomas, and Aaron are staying away. But for the girls, it's like Demi, Natasha, DeAndra, Marissa.
Yep.
So that's the six. And they're like, let's go confront him. Like, he should
let's call him out.
Yeah. So they walk over, and then Brendan has that face of like, oh shit. Like, kind of a grin, like, uh oh, this isn't going to be good.
You know what Brendan reminds me of? Like, Thomas is the kid who wants the participation trophy, but Brendan's the kid who knows that he did something wrong and is the kid who cries when you start to reprimand him. Like, I got the sense of like, you could see how frustrated he was because he knew he was in the wrong. And then he starts going off and saying a bunch of shit, and it upsets everybody.
Well, so here's what they go in there, and Joe starts first, and then Demi gets all involved in it. And here's the problem. Mm-hmm. Brendan comes down and is like, he says his piece, which is very scripted. Like, he's gone through this in his head 100 times.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, did we know each other before? We met 2 or 3 times. Together, we've been a handful of times with each other in the whole group situation because we were with a bunch of friends. We hung out the night before, blah, 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 and all that stuff.
Right.
He had that scripted, but once a curveball's thrown, he didn't know how to react. And here's how you can tell is when one of them was like, did you hang out the night before?
Right.
And he repeats the question. You're asking if we hung out the night before? Are you asking if we hung out the night before? That's stalling.
Think of a reason.
And then just came up with yes. He's like, yes, we did hang out the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And my problem, though, is the one issue I have is Demi, he easily could have, like, saved himself if he had done a little more research or, like, knew with the girl. Because Demi was going at him, like, hey, you wasted my time. Well, Demi was one date.
Right. I agree. He shouldn't have said yes if he wasn't.
Demi came last time. when she had a girlfriend at home. Demi, and they brought on a girl. So if Brendan had any brain cell, I like you said, I think he's the guy that thinks he's smooth, he's too smart, good. He can just calculated. He can just say something and people believe it and they'll believe it right away. And he hasn't not really great with conversation.
He like really underestimates people's willingness to like backtrack and like really dive in on him.
When everyone's the same person as you and people want to call you out on this show and they're good looking, everyone's gone through it.
Right.
At home, when you're like the better, the cool guy, because you're famous now, you can say stuff to regular Joe Schmo girls who are very pretty, let's call it, like in Scottsdale. You could probably go in Scottsdale and all the girls will be all over him.
Yeah.
And
they'll just believe it.
And there's, he's texting me or he's saying this. But when you have to face it face to face with a bunch of people, he like clams up a little bit.
And they still were like, no, we just like, we knew we liked each other, you know, we just like wanted to explore that in paradise. And like, he made up literally, he was talking in circles like, you know, we can't do that in the real world. Well, how are you expecting to have a relationship with her in the real world if you couldn't get, how do you think relationships are formed every single day?
Well,
you couldn't get to know each other in the real like world. You couldn't call and FaceTime and DM. You had to come to paradise.
Here's the problem. Paradise is not the real world.
It's not. That's what I'm
saying. So there, you're going to have to move to the real world to continue your relationship. So it makes no sense to me that you're trying to use a relation or try to use paradise as a way to further your relationship.
Yep.
When you leave paradise, a great island, a vacation, to go back to your real world. It's actually... It's probably tougher.
It's harder.
So you should work on it in the real world before you come on. No, you wanted
a couples retreat.
You wanted a couples retreat. You wanted to get famous. You wanted to make it seem like you guys met. And
the fact that you got caught on camera having a conversation about wanting followers, like, yeah, I'm going to get so many brand deals and like, you know, this and that, like, and talking to people. And that's why people are upset, because that's what Chris was doing, like talking to people about like followers, like how do you do brand partners? Brendan
and Riper didn't do that, but we saw them on TV, and that's what I think pissed more people off afterwards, is they were talking about the followers. And then Piper, well, one, he said, I didn't know there was a rule book of dating.
Oh, yeah.
But Brendan, if he was smart, and like I was going, he could have been, Demi, didn't you come here last year with a girlfriend? You went on the show, were let on a guy, and then they came and let your girlfriend come on the show who's never been on Bachelor in Paradise?
Right.
And
threw everybody off.
He could have been like, sorry, Natasha, I fucked up. I wasted your time. My fault. That's on me. Whatever. But he could have like called her out. Whatever, he didn't do that.
Here's a slight difference, though. Like, Demi, as much as I love to hate her, she pretty much owns up for, I think, a lot of the shit people call her out for.
Well, Demi is very good. Like, she was more normal in this episode than she has.
Yeah.
When she's not
caught up on
her someone, or like when it's not about her, she's very good at calling other people out. Like,
what totally.
And her voice sounds normal. When it's all about her, when she gets super jealous, she gets very kind of crazy. High-pitched. Like, very crazy. It's not even a bitch. She gets very, very crazy.
No,
And I'll get into it later. But she gets very territorial. Well, all right. I'll just get into it now.
Do it.
When Demi gets sent home, Joe was like, you know, I hope Demi the best. I love Demi. I think she's a great person.
Right.
I think she puts on this front of being the tough girl, because everyone's like, oh, Demi's going to cut my head off.
Demi's going to kill me. No, she's just going to annoy you a bunch.
No, Demi's going to kill you. I dated a girl like this.
Did you?
No, not like Demi. But like where everyone was scared of her. They're like, oh my gosh, she's intimidating. Yeah. She's very intimidating.
I don't see you with that type.
Well, she's very intimidating. I'm scared of her. She's crazy. Like, she'll cut my head off. Yeah. She's like tougher than me, stronger than me. And deep down,
she's softy.
They're soft. They are. And you just put them in a place. That sounds very degrading. But like you're just like, hey, you're acting crazy. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're acting insane.
Hold them accountable.
And I'm not scared of you. Right. Like, so you can talk all this you want, but like, I'm not scared of you. They are in. You saw in the car ride. He was just like, she was like crying and breaking down, like, I'll never find something. She's at heart a softie, and I think what kills her is she tries to play the persona of the tough, like the girl that everyone's scared of, and she loves playing that, but that's never going to find her someone.
No, it's not going to find her somebody, and I think Demi, I don't know how old Demi is, but I feel like she's a little younger than us, and she has some room to grow and, you know, really become, like, balanced. Also, did you happen to see her Instagram post with the vibrator?
No.
They were, like, giving out free vibrators or gift cards to this, like, pleasure site. And it, like, crashed the site. It was really funny. She timed it well, though. Like, Demi's the queen of promos and sponsorships, I would say. Because that girl, like, timed it the day that she got sent home and it was all over the internet and then broke the website. So, good for her.
But back to Brendan and Piper. So, they basically say you guys, like, he... First off,
they literally did tell them, like, there is a rule book here and it's to be single and you guys both came here. And he's like, no, like, we just.
He starts getting louder and starts yelling. Yeah. And then what does he say? He calls them a bunch of deranged females.
Yes, a bunch of deranged females. And he snapped.
So fucking mean.
So rude. He's just acting out violently because he got called out. And he snaps at, what did he say to Deandra? He snapped at her and everyone was like, whoa, like, you need to check yourself, bro. Like, you ain't gotta be rude. We're just here to hold you guys accountable because, and you, okay. This part really pisses me off because he and Natasha were talking later on after everyone called him out because they did. They got called out. The group pulled a whole survivor again and was basically like, please leave. No one wants you here. We're not gonna talk to you. Like, you're just gonna sit on sticks out here. So him and Piper are having a conversation and he goes, did I lie? No. I withhold?
That's in the car ride home. The car.
Regardless.
She goes, they tell him, they give him basically, are you going to leave? He's like, I'm leaving this. And they're like, I think Deandra goes, the island or paradise. and she's like, goes. Oh, and they have a talk. And it doesn't look like a happy talk. But then Piper does her, or first Brennan says, I didn't know it was a playbook to dating. Mm-hmm. Then Piper like repeats it, like starts getting snappy. But then they leave. And they're sitting in their, like, their room or wherever they are talking.
Yeah.
And Piper's like, I didn't need the followers. Like, I have a marketing degree. I could have figured out how to get more followers.
Then why did you come here?
How come you also don't want more followers?
Right.
Like if you could get more followers, why would you have more followers? And here's what I'll say is, I said to you before, is I remember being like, there's something off about Piper on her show with Matt James. I didn't like, and I remember commenting on how like the way she left. So I went back and found the clip of her getting eliminated. There's five people left. Piper gets sent home. The only one that gets sent home. Matt, she's just saying goodbye to everyone. She's just staying there. So Matt goes up and talks to her. And usually the girl like comes as she gets sent home.
Right.
It seemed like she just walked right by him. So Matt went to her. She just grabbed his hand. They walked out. Didn't say a word. And she didn't even say goodbye. She just walked in the car and shut the door. And left. And that's so, like, so immature, like, that's giving you, like, a poor me, like, ooh, look at me.
There's a reason why she wasn't picked to be the Bachelorette.
Yeah, and then in the car ride, she was saying all this stuff, which I basically thought that she was, like, putting it on for the camera.
Yeah.
And, like, her goal was to get, like, famous. And I remember her, she was like, I left a great job.
Yes.
Like, they told me my job, it was either my job, I either can go on the Bachelorette or lose my job, and I didn't know how long I was going to be here, so I came here. No, you went on the show because you're a marketing major, you work with influencers, right. You knew you could get more popular.
I remember this conversation, and
Brennan and I were the same person. They talked about coming on here. She mentioned, I told you I didn't want to come on the show. That means, like,
you had a conversation about this then.
Yeah, so Brendan and her, like, they were saying this. So then they get in the car, and Brendan goes, I didn't mislead anyone. I just withheld information.
Like, what?
Which is
that's lying.
Which is literally the definition of, like, misleading someone.
And manipulation.
Like, not telling them the full truth.
Right. It's still a lie just because you're withholding parts of it and it's manipulative. Like, ugh, he pisses me off.
Brendan's lost about 100,000 Instagram followers, like 33% or 30%. She's lost about 12%, like 7,000. But she only had, like, 8,000, 9,000 coming in. She lost, like, 7. So, Brendan lost a lot more.
Good. As he should.
Yep. Then, so it's the rose ceremony.
Yep.
Right? And, of course, now there's, obviously, there's five girls that are supposed to be getting sent home.
Yep. Because
there's five more girls than guys. And so Tammy goes for her, like, last-ditch effort to go talk to Thomas.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, like, where are we? And he, honestly, like, I'm on Thomas'
side. I'm very on his side.
He's like, hey, like, I went on that date. I have a bigger connection with someone else, basically.
I really liked Becca. We had a great time. I just felt that connection a little bit stronger. And Tammy
just breaks down.
Breaks down. And I really felt for her in this moment because it's one of those, like, you don't really ever want to beg a guy to, like, keep you type of situation. And she was kind of doing that and was like, well, like, what do I need to do? Like, what do we need to do to fix this? And it's like, Tammy, like, he's literally not saying there's anything wrong. He's just saying it's not you.
She tried to put it on him like that.
Yeah.
She contradicted herself because the episode before,
right,
she told Becca to go on the date. And then she said to him or to her friends,
yeah,
she goes, or to Becca, it was. She goes, yeah, hey, listen, I don't want to stop someone from finding love. If he has a better connection with you than me
then
that. And that's basically what he told her. And she, like, would not.
She wouldn't accept it.
She started bawling her eyes out, losing it. And then she called him his best friend. that he's been on the island for maybe a week.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
He's been there for 2 weeks.
Her best friend.
You're my best friend. She needs
some more friends then.
She fell hard real fast, and I felt for her so bad because it's one of those, like, yeah, it sucks. You liked the guy, and he ended up liking someone else better. But that's Bachelor in Paradise. That's the Bachelor, Bachelorette. Like, that's just how this works. And for her to be like, well, just like, you know, he's like, it's just not as strong with you as it is with her. She's like, well, how can I make it stronger? And it's like, girl, it's
you
just...
You can't
force that connection.
Also, why would you want...
to force somebody to be kind of like with you.
Why would you want to force someone to be with you?
Why would you want to guilt trap them into it?
Yeah, like I would never, like if I always said, like if I was talking to this girl and we were dating, she's like, hey, I just found a connection with someone else. And I like try to convince her to stay with me. And I would always in the back of my head be like, well, there's this guy. Or if that guy's around all the time, I'd be like, well, she clearly likes him more. Like she said she did, like all this other stuff. So
acceptance is the hardest part.
Yeah. I think she's just being very dramatic.
But he was really nice about it.
I thought he was great. He was really sweet. Was super honest and said it right away. And then yeah. Aaron's dumbass is going. God. He's Aaron's being a bitch. Going like, I told her it would happen. Good for her.
I told her this was going to happen. She's going to regret it.
He told her that he's not the guy and he would screw over and fuck. Like, he said it as if Thomas was going to be an absolutely douchebag.
Right. About like it. A mean person.
He did it the correct way, the right way, how everyone else is going to do it. Hey, by the way, Thomas, you made out with Serena in front of Tammy. So, like, you don't have any, like, she did the same thing to you and you're just bitter and sad about it. By the way, we preview, it looks like he gets mad at, like, Ivan, so I can't wait for that to happen.
Oh, my God,
right. Because Thomas is a guy that thinks, like, everything should just go his way.
Thomas or Aaron?
I mean, sorry, Aaron. Aaron thinks, like, everything's just, this is how it should work. Aaron, because I gave up, because I'm with you, you should be with me. But then,
yeah,
like, Aaron picked Chelsea.
Right.
If a hot girl that he found attractive came down, he would not say, oh, no, I just met Chelsea. He would go and have a
date, and he would show interest in that person. And he's just super bitter because, I mean, Thomas is good looking. And you said last episode, like, you know, you've heard from people that he's actually apparently a very good guy and has a great character about him.
Yeah.
So I think Aaron clearly just, again, stays up at night dreaming about Thomas. And, like, that's where his hate, like, and rage lives.
Yep. So we get to the rose ceremony, and before it starts...
Somebody goes to the boom boom room before the rose ceremony starts.
Oh, I mean, that's... Oh, can we talk about this? This Riley and Marissa thing...
This is so random.
Like, they do this whipped cream on body parts, and look at it, like, I get that they want to show it. It lasts... They must have not much film, because
it took way too long.
It took between whole commercial breaks. It was, like, 5-6 minutes of them... Like licking whipped cream off of each other in like a sexual way.
It was so uncomfortable.
I saw the girls from Chicks in the Office when they were saying how it like turned them on. I thought this was so uncomfortable.
What?
They thought it was so like
sexy. Okay, yeah. Listen, whipped cream like on your neck and like on a finger. That's sexy.
I just think that it was like on a TV
show. For
TV,
it was a lot.
We're watching this.
This is network television.
If you just showed it a couple like times,
like little clips.
Yeah, boom. But it was so like, I was sitting there with my friend Annie, and we were just like, this is going on way too long.
They're bored.
Like, we don't want to be sitting here watching this stuff.
Okay, and then also, I don't have a foot fetish. I have very clean, pretty feet. Like, I always have a pedicure, right? I don't think a man sucking and licking whipped cream off my toe would do it for me. And I'll be honest, I would never. I do not care how cute or how sexy you are.
I don't care where the whipped cream was.
You would suck a toe?
No, I'm saying it went on way too long.
No.
If it was her
I just
ear,
want to highlight
lips,
that they
mouth,
like, she like sucked whipped cream off his toe.
Yeah, that's disgusting. And
also, I will say, if you can suck their toe, you can marry that person, though. So I feel that connection is pretty strong because they are very much vibing on that level. But it was disgusting. It went on too long. I was uncomfortable.
So that's that. Now we move over to the rose ceremony. And I just had to go pick some up. I'm out of breath.
He's so tired.
I'm out of breath right now.
That's okay. So, yeah, we go to the rose ceremony. And we know that... Abigail and Noah are still really good, so they pick each other. And honestly, they're definitely still one of the strongest couples in Paradise. Joe and Serena obviously pick each other. They're so adorable, doing really well. Kenny and Mari actually seem to be on the mend,
yep,
happy and healthy. And who else? Obviously, we know Marissa and Riley are happy.
Yeah. And here's the thing is, I don't know when this happened, But when did James and Tia start talking? And when did Ivan and Kendall start talking? Because I didn't know anything until... I didn't know that was happening. Until... Yeah, so I was like, oh, I wonder who... Why is no one talking to Ivan? Why is no one talking to James?
They're talking to Tia and Kendall.
So apparently so that is a thing, which means their connection probably isn't that strong if...
They're not showing it. It's either they're really good or really bad.
It comes down to Aaron, and Aaron obviously picks Chelsea. So yep. Demi goes home.
And who is Becca with?
Becca's with Thomas.
So that's right. Yeah.
And then Demi goes home.
Demi went home crying.
DeAndra goes home.
Oh, I feel bad that DeAndra went home.
And then, Tammy goes home.
Tammy went home. And, you know, it's just one of those, like, Tammy, you bounced around. You know.
We don't have to talk about her. She's not that, like, exciting to talk about.
It's still funny how she was, like, really upset. Demi's crying because Kenny and Mari, and she's more, I think, jealous than she is actually, like, that attached to Kenny. Demi has never
been someone's second choice, and so she's mad. That's what it came down to. She lost. There's no way Demi and Kenny
were going to make out.
Yeah.
they did make
out. But, so before the rose ceremony happens, Wells comes on.
Yes.
With a producer with an extra rose. And they said that basically someone's chance at love got
ripped away from them.
Yeah, ripped away for someone being here for the wrong reasons, fake. So they gave Natasha a rose.
That was really sweet. So
Natasha gets to say, which is good.
Yeah, I was really glad that she got a second chance. Go ahead.
I was going to say, also, Wells should just host. He should be the bartender.
Can Wells be the host and not the bartender? It's not
that hard.
Or both. He would be a great host, actually. I don't like the changing of the hosts every week, personally. Like, Little John does not fit.
Titus is funny. Little John doesn't fit there. But I think they just have Wells host. I don't know if it's too much for him to bartend all day and then host that night.
Maybe
it's just too much.
Just make him the host.
Yeah, just make him host. So that's what happens. So everyone goes to bed. They wake up the next morning. There's 9 girls and 8 guys. Yep. And, of course, some more guys are going to come down. So who do we get first? We get this guy, Blake.
I know Blake.
I don't remember Blake. I had to look it up, but he's the reason why on Tasha's season and Claire's season. Tasha and Claire's station. Yeah.
So you were season.
They called Blake Mornays when they had to say his whole name.
Because they're both
Blake M's.
That's true. Right? Yeah. So Blake Monar and Blake Mornays.
Did Monar like stay a while?
No. Okay. So Blake actually is a trainer at the gym that I used to work out at in Scottsdale. So I've seen him several times.
Did he get sent home night one?
I think he got sent home within the first week or two of Claire's season. I mean, granted, Claire's season was very short-lived. And he didn't, I think, really make a mark on Tayshia's season. He wasn't very,
I don't think he made it to Tayshia's.
I don't think he did make it to Tayshia's season, if at all.
We would have known if he made it to Tayshia's season.
I guess so. So, yeah, so he was a quick come-and-go on Claire's season. Like, again, the producers I knew who he was.
He goes on his conversation, and... first off,
he's sexy though.
Tia, all right. So I have two things. Tia's all about this guy. People think she thinks he's so sexy. From what I heard is when you go on Bachelor in Paradise, they ask you to go on, and I think how they pick people is they ask you to pick 3 or 4 people that you would want to go there
that
for.
That you would be interested in. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this would kind of, I think, sucks for some people who met before. So like Chris and Elena, Chris came out like. I think because they were so new and no one really knew who he had, everyone ganged up on him. But I feel bad for them because Chris has hung out with Elena and Jasenia.
At
the same time, out in a group setting. So he must have filled out and when he went there, he had a better connection. Well, he must have filled out Jasenia and Elena. So I'm there for. And he must have filled that on the paperwork or before. So the producers basically drum up this whole thing and kind of screw you over. Same when Blake was on there, old Blake was on there. He probably put 4 or 5 girls he was interested in, and they put them all on the show because he had a prior, not relationship, but prior connection with her.
Prior interest.
Yeah, so he put them on.
I agree.
Why do you think all these people are like, oh, I know her? Makes sense that Trey would have that girl, Taj on and knew about her before. You probably put her down there. They sent him out to you. So
they definitely do because they want to match up certain people. So
I think Tia put the guy Blake on because she probably, because no one knows who Blake is. Let's be honest. When you're the Bachelor, no one remembered who Blake was. You do because he was a trainer at your gym. You would not have remembered. No one I've talked to was like, who's this guy Blake?
No, I thought he was the hottest one from Claire, one of the hottest guys from Claire's season.
All right.
Photos.
But you knew him from the gym.
I knew him from the gym, yeah.
So you're
I'm a little tainted.
Yeah, so you knew, so you remembered him. That'd be like me being like, like, oh, I remember so-and-so. Like, how do you remember that? Oh, because I went to high school with them. True. But they got eliminated when I won. So you remember. Yeah. Here's my thought on it. Everyone, like, most of the guys on the show are very attractive.
No, they are.
I think what happens is every time a new guy comes down, everyone's like, oh, my God, he's so hot. He's so hot. He's so hot. One, guys are... All the guys are pretty attractive, and all the girls are pretty attractive, right? Whenever a new person comes down, guy or girl, all of them are like, oh, my God, so hot. This is what I think happens. Yeah. You're spending a week with these people. You ever meet someone, you're like, oh, they're so hot. I like them. Then the more you hang out with them,
you're like, yeah, it's okay.
I don't find them as attractive as I used to.
Personality is a big part of it, people.
Yeah, but, or have you heard or like hung out with someone, you're like, I don't know, they're all right. But then you hang out with them, like, oh, they're awesome. I think because Blake's knew me. That everyone's like, oh my, they drooling. Oh my God, Tia's like, oh my God.
Tia's so hot. Obviously a person who's like very about attraction, like immediate connection, like sexually, they're clearly very compatible and attracted to
but
each other.
But I guarantee you, like, they're in like, let's, I don't say guaranteed with them, but like, say they hang out for a couple more weeks and they go off like into the sunset. Like, yeah. I can see her being like, or I can see another guy coming down and her being like, ooh, he's hot, and like leaving Blake because.
Our opinions differ so much.
No, I'm not saying this would happen. I'm just saying like there could be
could be another one. Yeah,
look at every single person that moves on because they every time you video them, they're like, dude, she's gorgeous, she's awesome, she's great. And then 2 weeks, another hot girl comes down. They go after them or a hot guy. They go after them, and then they move on to someone else. And like, it's just like I think what happens is like you spend more time with them. You notice them. Maybe you notice more flaws that you're not as interested in, or whatever it is. But you're just around them. They just slowly become. You're hanging out with them. You know them now.
Yeah.
And I mean, a new toy comes down. You're like, ooh, this looks cool. Like, I like this. That's all. That's all I'm saying is like, you're with so all funny. These people come down, they're always just like, this person's so attractive. This person, oh, they're so hot. And sometimes they're not. I'm like, if a girl comes down, I'd be like.
I mean, but
Kendall's hotter than that girl. Why weren't you guys? You know, like, why isn't?
It's so subjective though. Like, attraction is very subjective. Like,
I mean, it's not that subjective.
I mean, it is though. Like, some people are not interested in like big buff dudes, and some girls like skinny guys. Like, yeah, it's subjective.
But like, Thomas is buff, like kind of buff, and he's
like a lean, athletic build. Yeah,
he's like, a buff guy. I bet you like 90% of girls are like, that guy's hot.
Okay, yeah, but, like, again, it can vary, like, certain things. Like, they might not like tall, dark, and handsome. They might like, you know, pale and sickly looking like Machine Gun Kelly. Like, everyone's got their things.
No,
but
I'll tell you this.
Tia,
no one would – if Machine Gun Kelly was a regular dude, had a job like me, walked down, people wouldn't be that attracted to him.
Some people would.
Some
little goth girls like Megan.
Small – no. Megan would not look at him and be, if he was just a regular dude with like a sales job working 9 to 5, she would not be attracted to him.
I still think she'd be attracted to
him.
She
dated like Aaron Rodgers.
Megan Fox? Did she date Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, there's like crazy.
Aaron Rodgers has dated everybody though.
Which is crazy. Oh, because he's a rich quarterback in the NFL. Crazy.
Wow. See, I don't
find rich people that aren't that attractive.
I don't find Aaron Rodgers attractive.
You don't? And a lot of people don't. But know what people find attractive?
I'm a confidence person. I like confidence.
You know what people find attractive?
What?
Money.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest, and I'm not saying this. Don't roll your eyes. Don't sass me. No, like, I've had guys that are, like, very well off, like, ask me out, and I'm just like, oh, I'm just not. I can't fake it for money, personally. Like, I have to be attracted to you, like, in all shapes, sizes, and, like, you know, ways.
If, let's just support, per se, a... athlete that's attractive and just a regular Joe Schmo who's a PE teacher at
you always
Chaparral.
Use PE teacher
yeah it's like PE teacher an English teacher at Chaparral High School. We're both talking to you. You're taking the let's say NASCAR no. driver.
Shut up. Can you fucking not?
Our football player.
God, I hate you. Can
or
you stop?
Or baseball player.
Jesus, I'm never telling you anything again.
Or baseball player.
Oh, my Lord. No, I mean, I honestly would probably pick the regular guy.
Nope.
I have, and I would.
I haven't seen you with a regular guy yet.
I've dated regular guys.
Scott hasn't met him.
You haven't met any of them, technically.
I have met him.
Who? What?
I mean, we've talked about
him. We've talked about him. We've never met them.
I've met him. That's enough for me to
meet.
That's
dumb. No, I would pick the regular guy because personally, like, I would like somebody who is, like, more secure and, like, safe on the ground than somebody who's, like, off gallivanting around the world. Like, I wouldn't really want to date somebody who's, like, an influencer in Bachelor Nation.
All right, no respond to any more athletes in your DMs.
But what? Okay, if they are cute, though.
That's what I'm
saying. All of them are cute.
I'm just saying. I said my criteria was both attractive.
Oh. I thought we were just like... I mean, I respond to both if I find them cute.
All right. I'm going to try to figure out how to play this game. And
so anyways, Blake comes down and Tia is very into him. And to be honest, I did not understand the thing with her and James. Like, first of all, we didn't even know that was happening. I'm like, wait, what, when, where, why? Blake is very much more Tia's speed, I would say.
I think James is like a good friend. He's Tia had super conversations. Nice. They were probably friendly. He thought it was a little more, thought there could be something there. And then she was just maybe like,
I think well, this really is a way to get sad. A rose.
It's sad. I think he just kind of, I think he's everyone's friend. Is
I think
there.
He is put, I do. I think he's, who was it that put, was it like Trey? Kind of puts himself in that friend zone and can't really break out of it. So I feel bad for him because Tia and Blake talk, they go on a date. They have a great, great time.
I just wrote on the date, I go, James is fucked.
as soon as Tia said yes, because he made it, when he asked her on the date, it was like, you don't have an option.
She was all in, and she just said yes, James is all sad, they're gone all day, they start taking, like, they go on a date, they start taking a shower, they're into each other.
There's so much attraction, like, it's palpable, like, I could feel it through the TV.
Well, she told her how she was gonna get pregnant without having sex, that's how attractive she was.
I feel that, like, deeply. They're a hot couple, I could see them together.
Yep.
So yeah, James is super screwed. Sorry, buddy. You're not getting a rose.
So he better hope another girl shows up or Natasha just feels bad.
Maybe him and Natasha will share roses but they won't be manipulative this time.
Yeah. So the next guy that comes down is Dr. Joe.
Joe's have pretty good track records in Paradise. I don't think this one's going to have a good track record. This Dr. Joe? Because we have Joe, Grocery Store Joe. He's had a great time in Paradise.
Oh, okay. They said there's an... I thought he was...
No, Joe's have good times in Paradise.
Joe. So Joe comes down, talks to Natasha. They seem to have a great time, picks her.
Because they're pretty much the only single people.
Yep. And I think the producers probably told her, like, hey, the really only single one there right now is Natasha.
So it's your best bet. Pick
her. He has a good conversation.
Their dates seem to go really well.
It's going really well.
And then I didn't know he was friends with.
Yeah, so he's apparently best friends with Brendan.
Like best friends. Like
best friends. And so Natasha basically tells him, I know he's your friend, but he kind of fucked me over. And he's like, really?
Brendan? Well, because he goes, how are you still available? Like, oh, the producers planted that one so hard.
Yep.
And so kind of
messed up. And he was just like, really, Brendan? And he's like, I kind of want to know. She's like, I don't want to get into it because I know he's your friend. But I feel like she should kind of tell him
the whole situation.
Because she's not telling him the whole thing. So he's in, like, it was this awkward situation when they walk away from the dinner.
And it was gets really awkward. Weird.
He puts his arm around her. He's like, Brendan, really? like because he doesn't know the whole situation. Like, he thinks that, like, maybe he picked her and then, like, went home.
She kind of asked him on the date, though, and was like, did you know, like, him and Piper were in a relationship? And it was like, oh, this is going to get awkward. And he was like, no, I knew they liked each other. And it's like, bro, you're outing him right now. Yeah, well,
he doesn't know what happened before, but I feel like she should have told him the whole truth, because then he can make a decision, being like, well, that's fucked up. She basically said, like,
I just don't know. Maybe she assumed bro code was going to be really, like, a thing.
I don't think it was a bro code, though, because she never explained to him what happened. If you told me, hey, Scott, your friend John, like, I was like, we were going on dates, like, oh, I was talking to your friend
Pretty
John.
Pretty boys, I feel like, are so different, though. Like, if I was like, Scott, your friend sucks, and he broke my heart.
She didn't say that. She was like, he's just not a good guy.
Yeah.
You said not a good guy. If you don't tell me the reason why someone's not a good guy, and they're a good friend of mine, they're good to me, and I've seen them be, like, good to other people, I'm going to say, like, you got to give me an example, because I'm not just going to believe someone I just met in 2 hours over my friend. Yeah. So you really got to explain. You got to tell me the entire situation so I can make my own
decision. Yeah.
Right? Because I'd be...
Maybe she's trying to be respectful. I don't know.
She is. But what I'm saying is, she's like, well, this is ruined. This isn't going to work out, because...
It just got really weird.
Yeah, it got really weird. She's like, this isn't going to work out. So that's, like, kind of fucked up on the producers to be like, hey, here's a rose.
Here's your best
knowing
friend.
Knowing that Dr. Joe's coming down, who's Brendan's best friend, and the only single girl on the island is Natasha. Kind of fucked screwed. Up on the... producers to do that.
Yeah, that was bad. Because then he also made the call. He's like, oh, I'm surprised Brendan's not still here. And it's like, that's a sore spot.
Yep, tough. So last part we get into is they get back or they go back and Serena and Grocery Store Joe tell each other they love them.
Oh, my God. I love this so much because this is my favorite part of this whole show. Like, So obviously they started off, they had a little bump in the road when Kendall came down and it was weird. And they're just laying there and Wells, of course, is a little, he should be the host, let's be honest. Poking and prodding, like, are we going to say the L word? Because he's vibing. He sees everybody and how they're interacting. Clearly they're having a great time. And I'm shocked because you notice how touchy-feely she is with Joe. Did you notice that? I noticed it this episode. Like, they just loved, like being on each other. And she was the one who's like, I hate physical touch with Matt. And I'm like, yeah, no, you hate physical touch with somebody you're not into.
But I also, yeah, not into. And I also think that, like, that physical touch, I don't think she minds, like, the cuddling, touchy. I think she hates, like, that. Those
dates are really so, awkward, those dates are really awkward because it was the tantric thing, yeah. But you could just see how much they really like each other. So they're laying there, and she was the first one who was like, I want to say something and, you know, whatever, put myself out there. And he goes, no, yeah, go ahead. She goes, I'm falling in love with you. And he's like, I'm falling in love with you, too. And it was like, oh, perfect. This is what paradise is for. Yeah. And awkwardly.
While this is all going on, we have a bunch of people
watching,
like four or five people watching, and Kendall,
do you think they
can
hear them?
No, I think they're just watching it.
Oh, okay.
And Kendall is watching, and here, and she starts breaking because all these memories start coming back about her and Joe. She broke up with Joe. I'm gonna say three things,
yeah,
or two or three things about, like, Kendall in this situation.
Totally.
Kendall, she sat there and stared for a while. If this is hurting you, get up,
stop,
and
watching.
Go walk somewhere else.
She's hurting her own feelings.
Yeah, she's just sitting there and, like, trying to, I think, I don't know if she's just trying to get more people to feel bad for her and be like, this, she's hurting herself by being there and staring at it. Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Second, she and Joe broke up a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it's a long time.
She said, she goes, and this is how you try to sell yourself on things. Someone's like, when did you guys break up? And she goes, a year and a half ago. So, you know, it is kind of still, it is still somewhat new, she said. It's not somewhat new. Someone new would be like 6 months.
Within 6 months, I would say it's new. 6 months to a year, you're like, ah, it still hurts. It's fair to say that it still hurts. And
if you're broken
it feels
up for more
fresh
than a year, like, that relationship's over.
No, yeah. After a year, it's done. It's over. And again, you can say, hey, it still hurts. You can't say it's still super fresh. Like, it's not that fresh
anymore.
Yeah, and
I know you're coming back there, and people love to use, like, oh, just bringing back all the memories I had with him and everything.
Well, why did you come here knowing that it was
going
to bring back memories?
Yeah, why did you come here? You knew it was going to bring back memories.
Again, y'all like to hurt your own damn feelings.
And so there's that. I feel so bad for Ivan because...
She was kind of bitchy.
Yeah, because he went to go grab her.
And kiss her. Was he trying to kiss her?
I don't know if he was trying to kiss her. I felt like...
He was just trying to break her attention.
I think he was trying to get her attention away from that and show some... And not even... She's like, sorry, I just... Too much for me. That PDA right now. Blah, blah, blah. And she, like, became so dramatic.
Very cold.
Very cold. And he was just like, okay. And then made it... Put him in an uncomfortable spot because I honestly think...
He got rejected so hard.
Yeah. He was just trying to grab... Whether it was to give her a kiss, maybe just a kiss on the cheek. Right. Maybe a kiss on the head. Like, hey,
I'm
here
for you.
Yeah. And she kind of just turned that away so, like...
I didn't love it.
I didn't like it at all. And he was trying to do something nice. Like, in that situation, there's not much you could do that was right. And I thought Ivan was... I don't know if he was trying to, like...
He was just trying to comfort her.
I don't think he was going in for, a fucking 40-minute makeout session. No. I think he was going to give her, like, a nice kiss. Like, hey, come lay down with me. I got you. Let's talk. Like,
yeah,
we can talk about something else. And she just, like, ignored
him. I just can't do PDA right now. It's just too much. It's just very stressful. It's like, no.
And so that's where we leave off.
And it feels like that's obviously not going to be a connection that works out.
Then we get the previews, which I'm excited for.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's obviously Kendall looks like she goes and talks to Joe. I think she's going to send herself home now. It's going to be too much, which stinks because it's one less rose for a guy.
And freaking Ivan.
And I think, I think it's kind of messed up that, like, people would just send themselves home without if I were to be like, hey,
make it
to
the ceremony,
much,
give someone a rose and then go.
I'd be like, if I want to leave, I'll be like, hey, producers, I'm leaving, but my rose is going to Ivan so he can at least find someone else.
Yeah.
And I would give it ahead of time, but whatever. The previews also show Ivan and Chelsea kissing.
Yeah.
And it seems like Aaron gets mad again. Like,
it's so intense.
Aaron's so like, and he said this line, you hear this line, I'm going to beat his ass. Aaron, you're not going to beat up anyone. One, two, you see him going like, come here. And I was like, I ain't coming there to you. You come near to me. He's like,
it gets
no, you
real,
come here. It's
real,
like,
real.
So I'm very excited for next episode.
I don't like violence, but gosh dang it. I do love this show. And I love how worked up these people get. It's really like, it's just Aaron.
Aaron's not going to fight anyone.
Honestly, Aaron's
a guy that will fight. I guarantee because he's like bigger than me. If he's like heard me saying this, he'd be like, I'll beat your ass. He knows he would never fight someone
he didn't know he could win,
like, I'm not a fighter.
Or if his boys were like not there to back him up, he wouldn't.
Like, he's
he wouldn't fight me. But there's some dudes that I know that are bigger than him that if they were in my situation, he would talk it, but he wouldn't do a thing about it. So like that's the problem I have with him. He's like,
and again, it's just kind of I'm you know what. In a weird way, I'm not Team Tammy. I'm not Team Aaron. I think they're both kind of like whatever. But I am like, okay, you know, now I told Tammy she was going to regret this. And it's like kind of like the ex that's like, you're never going to find someone like me. And it's like, yeah, that's the fucking point. I don't want to repeat this situation. I just think it's kind of sweet karma because he was really mean about Tammy crying. And he's like, well, she deserves it. It's like, yeah, no, now you deserve to be upset.
He's a spite guy. So, spite. But that's it. I guess we're done. We'll be back next week.
We'll see you guys next week. Make sure you follow us at Bachelor Chat.